Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. We offer this incense to all beings, to all of us, so that we can deepen our meditation, give ourselves encouragement in the world, some help. Please, all of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, be with us this week. Thank you. What we're here for this week is to meditate. What a joy. We get to spend a whole week focused on the foundation of our practice, meditation. We not only get to hear about it with the Dharma talks and hear what each other has to say with the Dharma discussions, but in the Dharma talks, we'll hear about some of the ancestors that have given their lives for their practice, and we have the opportunity to hear what their lives were about and what their struggles were about and their questions. And it's going to be interesting, and I hope, and I think we will all see that it's quite familiar, a familiar pathway that they went on and that we are on now. And that's my hope, is to encourage us to walk the path of the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas and the ancestors who gave so much for us. But they really didn't give anything for us in a certain way. All they really did was do what they needed to do for their own practice. And we're the beneficiaries of that. So we have the time this week to practice meditation. That's what the retreat is about. We'll hear and discuss the teaching about meditation. I think we'll probably, if somebody counted how many times we use the word meditation this week, I think it will be off the chart. But that's the point. It'll keep us focused, right? So we'll have the masters. I chose to talk about the masters, a few of the masters of our tradition, our Soto Zen tradition, and not really focus on the history of our tradition in a certain kind of scholarly sense. I think we will pick up some sense of that with some of the things that are discussed, but it isn't really, this is not a way to learn a comprehensive history of our tradition, from Shakyamuni Buddha to what we do today. I'll leave that for somebody else. But what I decided to do was to take a few ancestors that I read about that seemed to speak to me about their own pathway in a way that was, each and every one was quite different and unique, but there was something about each and every one that was inspiring and a common ground to what we do as to, well, to what each and every one of them did. What I did was I put some pictures on the wall. I want to talk about tomorrow. I'll talk about Shakyamuni Buddha, which isn't the big statue, but it's the Shakyamuni is the one on the cosmic Buddha's knee. So I'm going to talk about him tomorrow because his life, I realized that Buddhism was born at the moment that he became enlightened, which is an awesome thing to me, to believe that a religion that has lasted 2,500 years was born at a certain moment when somebody awoke to what the reality of truth is. I find that inspiring, actually. So I'm going to start with him, and then I'm going to move to Kanchi Sōsan, and I've done a little bit of research on that and found enough evidence that he is probably, she is a she. So I'm going to talk about her as if she is a female master. And I will tell you why I have chosen that rather than the what we have been taught and that it was a he. So we have Kanchi Sōsan. So little is known about her that there's no pictures or hardly anything. But what she has left us is a document that we use a lot of, and that's the heart that trusts itself to the way. So I put that her name up there with the scripture, or the poem, actually. And so that was my way of kind of representing her, was that. And then we have Dogen, which I put a picture of him up there when he was, you know, anyway, that's so that Dogen will be on the next day, the next ancestor. And then Kato Chisan is over here on this wall, and I have two nice pictures of him. One is a photograph, and then one is a painting that one of our monks did. And he was River Master Jiu's master. And I found a good biography, or good enough, so I have some information that I think most of us don't know about him. And then also, then finally we'll talk about River Master Jiu, who is the founder of our temple here, or she's our abbess, our founding abbess anyway. And so I will finish up with her, and it's fitting that that picture on the right is her just going on, and that's what we will all do. We'll be here together, and then the retreat will close, and then that's what we'll be doing, is just going on. And she is dressed as an ordinary, everyday monk, just doing her practice one step at a time. I didn't even think about that, but that's, you know, it's kind of a full circle there. So, I think my talks will be pretty short, and that's intentional in a way. I hope to give you some really good information that will inspire you, or some of it will resonate with you in some way that you can actually think about or take with you and look at in your own meditation. Because that's how we all learn, is we hear something that makes good sense to us enough that we want to look into it. And we have this whole week to take these things and investigate isn't the right word, but just maybe to be with them, to see if they hold any teaching or treasures for us. And often they do. We give them a chance. So what I'm going to do now is to give you two definitions of meditation. One, the first one's from the Shambhala Dictionary, and it's very good, and it's a good explanation. And here goes. All right. Meditation is a general term for a multitude of religious practices, all having the same goal, which is to bring the consciousness of the practitioner to an experience of awakening or enlightenment. A common mark of all forms of meditation is that practice of the meditation concentrates the minds of the practitioner. In our tradition, we use meditation from the Japanese words zazen or shikantaza for our diligent practice, which leads to a non-dualistic state of mind, in which the practitioner has become one with that which is, or Buddha nature. Complete awakening or enlightenment is achieved when the process of endlessly ongoing spiritual training is integrated into daily life. So that moment of awakening is not the end of it by any means. Practice does not end with awakening. The rest of one's life is bringing understanding of awakening and daily practice together, so one helps the other and vice versa. So that's a good explanation. And then we have another one that is from the glossary in Zen is Eternal Life. That's very simple. Meditation is called shikantaza and means just sitting. That's it. The two are quite different, and they both have their merit. And I think the just sitting kind of is more to the point. because it isn't thinking about meditation of what it is or what it isn't, but it's just sitting, just doing it. In other words, we know how to do it intuitively, naturally, and we have this opportunity this week to learn more about what that means and talk about it too, that we can just learn how to do that with more of an open mind. That's my hope. And that's really what I want to start with this time, to meditate, to learn what meditation is, to keep learning and never stop. What I'll talk about with the ancestors is their quests for finding answers to their questions. And I wanted to, just to back up just a few minutes a few points, is that all the Dharma talks that will be given will be here in the Buddha Hall in meditation. And then if anybody would like spiritual counseling, it is optional. And there will be a list to sign up out here in the bulletin board, and it'll be 3 days. And I would like to encourage people to take the opportunity, if you would like, to ask questions in the Dharma discussions or spiritual counseling that are about your quest, because those are where the real questions are. Okay. So I wish you all well, and we're going to do this together, and I think it'll be a good retreat. I think it's time to meditate. Thank you.